This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Could the U.S. someday engineer the ouster of China from the formal organization that governs global trade? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The top economist for the White House is suggesting that the World Trade Organization may be more trouble than it's worth, in keeping with President Trump's unilateralism, which brings with it a mistrust of international institutions. Kevin Hassett, the chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisers, said the WTO needs work. Speaking to our colleagues at the BBC, Hassett raised the possibility that China could someday be kicked out.
Their intellectual property theft is a major concern to UK, the EU, the US. We estimate $300 to $500 billion a year of theft from the US. That's kind of a new thing for the WTO, to have a member that's misbehaving so much. And I think that, I guess the question is, can we fix that with the bilateral negotiation with China? If not, can we fix that with reform to the WTO? If not, should we pursue evicting China from the WTO? I mean, I think these are all things that are being studied and considered.
WTO members get most favored nation trade status, and the organization acts like a kind of international court adjudicating trade disputes between countries. China was admitted to the WTO in late 2001 after a long process of economic reform. Let's check the markets. The 100-share index in London is up 0.7%. Stock index futures for the U.S. are up, with the S&P future up 0.5%. The NASDAQ future up 1%. On this busy Wednesday, Americans are united in travel. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, volatile oil prices are playing a role in how much that travel is going to cost.
San Diego resident Jorge Gaspar is already salivating over his family's Thanksgiving spread. Turkey, tamales, and something called choco flan.
Flan on top of chocolate cake, which tastes as delicious as it sounds.
He's not looking forward to the three-hour drive into the desert to get to family and all the gas it takes.
We kind of try to plan our trip out to say, well, do we fuel up here or do we fuel up over there? Can we make it?
But Gaspar is in luck this year, according to Patrick DeHaan, an oil market analyst at Gas Buddy. He says gas prices rose in the early part of the year, but in the last month, they dropped by 25 cents a gallon, and they're still headed downward.
You may see Thanksgiving and Christmas end up being a little bit cheaper at the pump than what it was last year.
Airfares are low, too. But economist John Heimlich with the group Airlines for America warns jet fuel is more expensive than it's been in 4 years, so carriers might not be able to sustain those low prices.
That's our third consecutive year of waning profitability.
So it might be your last chance to get a bargain visiting faraway family. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Shoppers find gift cards a useful way not to have to actually pick out a holiday present, but they're also tools of fraud. Scammers get their marks to buy a gift card and send them the code over the phone. Do not do that. Well, there's news here that Walmart, Target, and Best Buy are reining in gift cards. There will be new upper limits on the cards, on how much can be purchased in a single transaction on the cards. And they're going to stop the use of, say, a Walmart gift card to buy another gift card, maybe an Amazon or an iTunes card. We recently heard from Tom in Basel, Switzerland, who wrote to tell us that he appreciates and trusts the way that Marketplace analyzes the economy without foolishness or bias and makes him think about issues in different ways. Now, if you agree with Tom, please join him as a Marketplace investor by donating online at marketplace.org. Thanks to Tom and everyone who makes our work possible.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
There's a certain charm in French cars, but you just can't get them new in the U.S. However, PSA, the parent company of Peugeot and Citroën, is about to push its Peugeot brand stateside in a very 21st century way. Jamie Kittman tipped me off about this. He's New York editor for Automobile Magazine, and he also contributes to the New York Times. Hiya, Jamie.
Hi, David.
So when was the last time you could buy a new Peugeot at a dealership in the U.S.?
That would be 1991.
Wasn't a great year for them, though, right?
No, less than 5,000 cars sold, which is really not worth the trouble.
And now they own Opel Vauxhall, which they bought from General Motors. But what's this? Peugeot's coming back to these United States?
Well, one of their brands is, but it's not the way you would think about it. You're not going to be able to go down to a Peugeot or Opel dealer anytime soon. They've test launched a mobility app called Free to Move, and it's being test marketed in Washington, D.C. It aims to be a total mobility solution. You can get a car, but you can also get an electric scooter or an Uber or some other types of transportation. And it's meant to go to other markets, at some unspecified point. The goal is to ultimately sell cars in America. I guess it's important to mention that to start, you can't even rent one of their cars on their app. You'll be renting some Chevrolet, Cruze, or an Equinox. But in later years, they hope to put in some of their own cars, and they apparently at work deciding which of their many brands they're going to come to America with.
Well, it's true. I actually own a Peugeot pepper grinder, so it makes sense. You could also Peugeot brand an app for mobility. But you do see this as the thin end of a wedge that eventually, maybe down the line some years, we could actually buy a Peugeot car in the U.S.?
That is a strong possibility, and that's certainly their intention. A lot of companies are in trouble now for not dealing with what the market believes is some kind of future that involves ride-sharing, autonomous cars, and things like that. So what PSA has done here, and which I think is actually kind of clever, is they've stuck their big toe in. They're making all the noises that the market wants to hear about mobility and apps and car sharing and things like that. At the same time, without really investing a lot of capital. I mean, it's kind of an economical way to get back at the market that's everybody agrees is changing rapidly, and you could really, end up seriously upside down if you didn't play it right.
Jamie Kittman is New York editor for Automobile Magazine, also contributes to the New York Times as well as other places. Jamie, thanks.
Thanks, David.
And staying with the car industry with a Gallic flavor, an update on the arrest of Carlos Ghosn, the superstar car executive who's now being pushed out of Nissan of Japan but remains, for now, the head of Renault of France. The Financial Times is reporting that Ghosn, before his arrest on financial misconduct charges this week, was actively pursuing a full merger of Nissan and Renault, something Nissan's board vigorously opposed. Today, France's finance minister said France and Japan were still hoping the two car companies would move closer together, and he says he's not yet seen the evidence of wrongdoing by Ghosn. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.